Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1126, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, of course, we're in the middle of the Halachas of Shinoi Mokoim. So I just want to talk about an interesting part of it, whereby if one is eating, we've been talking about the connection, the famous connection that, not that we've been talking about, the Mishnah Berurah brings it down in his Akdama, that's the main part of Shinoi Makom, whereby you are connected. Since, for example, like on bread, you have to make the after bracha, which is benching, in the same place, right? So you're still connected, even though one might have left. And we spoke about it's preferably one should try not to leave, and if they have to leave, to try and finish and bench. Okay, but we spoke about all that. But now the question is, if they had to run out, when they come back, they do not have to remake the bracha. Same thing by Mizonos. Shiva Samina was questionable. We spoke about that a little bit. Now, the question is, that is very good, very nice on the bread. Now, let's say I had to run out, right? I came back in a few minutes. And I'm in the middle of eating a meal, or possibly mizonos. But let's first talk about a meal whereby one washed. Now, do I have to make my hamotzi when I come back? No. The answer is no, because shinei makom would not apply. As long as one ate a kazayas in the place before they left, they established the place and the connection is now there. It's sort of like they have a string attached to an invisible string attached to them, like we spoke about in the past. Now, the question is, what about all the other items? Good. That's very good for the bread. Very nice. But what about my drinks, right? In the middle of a meal, in general, we do not make a bracha on a drink. If it's wine or grape juice, then you make a hagafen, and that's a separate thing. I'm not talking about on Shabbos when there's kiddush. Let's say during the week, somebody wants to take some grape juice or wine, you have to make a bracha pre-hagafen in the middle of the meal. Mishnah Berurah talks about, because that's the davar chashuv. Okay, when you spoke about those halachas, hopefully we'll talk about it again one day, Bezras Hashem. Now, the question is, what about the other drinks, right? I'm drinking apple juice, I'm drinking soda, I'm drinking water, whatever the case is. So that's a machlekes, but in general, we do not make, on other drinks, we do not make a shahakal in the middle of the meal. It's all part of the meal. So once I wash, I made my hamotzi, it's all inclusive of the drinks. And the after bracha is part of benching. Now, another issue, I'll explain where we're coming to. Now, there are other things also. Sometimes if somebody eats a fruit, for example, in the middle of a meal, somebody wants to eat a fruit, right? So if you want to eat a fruit, let's say, right, I decide to have an apple, I decide to have a banana, whatever the case is, in the middle of the meal, then I would have to make a separate bracha, right? If I decide to eat an apple or even if I decide to eat, let's say, cantaloupe or something along those lines, right, I want to eat in the middle of a meal, or I want to eat it for dessert or something like that. And so when I take that fruit, I have to make a bracha before. On the cantaloupe, I'll have to make a bracha pre-adama. On the apple, I'll have to make a bracha pre-eitz. What about the after bracha? The after bracha is covered by the benching. So bottom line is, where we're going with this is that the benching covers all these items, whether it's the drinks, right, where I do not have to make a bracha in the middle of the meal, or whether it's the fruits where I do have to make a bracha in the middle of the meal, right? But that's only as far as the bracha before. But the after bracha is covered by the benching. Oh, so now it comes out, very interesting. So now it comes out that a person has a connection with everything, not just the bread, not just the challah, matzah, or bread that he's eating, right? Whereby if he had to go out for whatever the reason was and he came back, he would not have to remake a bracha on the bread because he's still connected because of the hamotzi. But he's also connected if he made a bracha on the fruit, right? Let's say I made a bracha pre-eitz on the apple. I started eating the apple and I ate half the apple, or I want to have another apple or whatever the case is, right? Or some other fruit, right? And I had to mind the other fruit. But now the question is, what about the after bracha? After bracha is covered by the benching. Oh, but now, let's say I went out. Now the question is, what happened if I had to leave, right? I had to run out for 10 minutes, whatever. I came back and I'm in the middle of my meal. I'm coming back. I'm going to continue eating. In case in time, I had to run out, whatever. But so good. On the bread, I won't have to make a bracha. What about on the fruit? Right? The fruit is shinei makom. It's bar priya eitz, bar priya adama. You come back in a regular, if I sit down to eat some cantaloupe, right? Let's say I sit down to eat some cantaloupe during the week and I eat half the plate, right? And now I go out and, whatever, I go out, let's say for a, you know, not just a couple of seconds, which is a machlekes, which we were talking about, but let's say I go out, I go down the block, whatever. Now I come back, I have my cantaloupe on the table. I have to make a new bar priya adama, right? So if you leave, it's a real shinei makom. And a new Adama has to be made. But now it comes out, since it's the middle of the meal, right? So since it's the middle of the meal, so it's connected, because it's connected, you're still connected with that cantaloupe or with that apple, for example, right? By apple also, there will be Shina Mokim to the meal, to the place, because of the fact that the benching is going to cover everything. The bench is going to cover the bread. The bench is going to cover the, whatever else you're eating, the chicken and the cantaloupe and the apple and the drink. So it comes out the same thing by the drinks too. Right, if I'm drinking a cup of soda and I decide I'm going out and coming back in 5 minutes, whatever, right? So I come back in 5 minutes, I'm in the middle of drinking a cup of soda. It doesn't matter if you drank the right amount or the sheer, you come back, you have to make a new shahakal, right? So you come back, you make a new shahakal. I'm in the middle of drinking my soda. Oh, something pops in my head. I had to run down the block. I come back, I now have to make a new shahakal on my soda. In a regular case, on my soda, on my coffee, right? That's a regular case. Now, since this soda, and or since the, let's say, the water, or since whatever it is part of the meal, it's my drink that's during the course of the meal, or my fruits where I made the bracha are during the course of the meal, right? It's all connected to the original place because of the fact that I have to bench in the place where I ate, which is that original place. So therefore, it comes out that there's a kavias on everything, not just on the bread, but there's a kavias also on, in other words, the place is established on the bread, on the fruit, on the drinks and everything. So therefore, when you come back, in case somebody had to run out, when they come back, they would not have to make a new bracha on the fruit. They would not have to make a new bracha on the drinks. And of course, they would not have to make a new bracha on the bread, challah matzah, whatever it is. On the fruits, I do want to mention, as we're talking about a case of, obviously, if they made the bracha before. If you went out the middle of the meal and then you came back, now you decided to eat fruit. You didn't eat fruit before, now you decided to eat fruit. Now you have to make a bracha. Now you have to make a bar priya eitz, bar priya adama, right? Because that's regular. Even if you did not leave, you still have to make a bracha. So that doesn't matter. But if, let's say, somebody made the bar priya adama, bar priya eitz before they left, now they left and they came back, so they would not have to remake another bar priya eitz, bar priya adama, and also they would not have to remake a shahakal, even though they're drinking soda or orange juice or whatever it is. In a regular case, they would have to make, but since it's all part of the meal, they would not have to make a new bracha on the drinks. And of course, it goes without saying, like we said, on the hamoitz or Mazonus or anything else that they're reading. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem Brocha. Kol Tuv.